हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। Let us not forget, in order to arrive at our Swarupam, it's one and the same. The Swarupam, the unchanging, unchangeable, essential nature of every individual, is the Swarupam, to arrive at our own Swarupam, as the very content of I, as the meaning of I. Whereas Upanishad presents this Panchakosha Vivekaha. Because every individual happens to be the composite of both Atma and Atma. The Anatma aspect alone, which we understand as three bodies, and analyzed at five levels of experience, beginning from Annamayaha. The physical body, Sthula Shariram, as Annamayaha, we analyzed, understood how it is Drishyam, known, but still the known physical body, always said to be Annamayaha, is not Atma, it's only Koshaha. Until the analysis, we still have the identity as Atma, but after analysis, we understand it is how it is elemental, how it's modified from our food, etc. And the thorough analysis of what this physical body is all about, Annamayaha, we negate it as kosha. Because we understand Annamayaha is non-separate from its corresponding total Virat. And the entire Virat, the Samashti Annam, also is resolvable as Mithya in Samashti Pranaha Hiranyagarbha. Then we analyze the what is available at next level of experience as Pranaha, Pranamaya. And the Pranamaya also is resolvable in Samashti, corresponding Samashti. Entire Prana also is understood as nothing but Vayu outside, is involved in five functions as Samashti, as Pranamaya. Then we shift the identity from Pranamaya, Pranamayaha, negating it as Koshaha. Then we came to Manomaya. Samashti Prana is dissolved in Samashti Manaha as Hiranyagarbha. Again, Samashti Manaha also dissolved in Samashti Vijnanamayaha. We understand we are Vashti Vijnanamayaha as the knower. As the knower, as the knower is the doer. And Vashti Vijnanamaya is not separate from Samashti Vijnanam Brahma Hiranyagarbha. This is how we understand the entire Sukshma Shariram at three levels of experience as pranamayaha, manomayaha and vijnanamayaha. And vyashti pranamayaha, vyashti manomayaha, vyashti vijnanamayaha, we understand, be non-separate from the corresponding samashti. The samashti together can say Hiranyagarbheshwara. Samashti pranaha, samashti manaha, samashti vijnanamayam. Vijnanam is Hiranyagarbha. And now, having resolved at every level as kosha, having negated as mithya anatma, because at every level we understand what is looked upon as individual, what's available for individual experience at individual level is only karyam, it's only effect. There's no independent existence, therefore it is non-substantial namarupa, therefore it is mithya. At every level, what is experienced being mithya is very clear. But what is satya atma? What is satyam? Yet to be arrived at. Now finally, we have come to the final vijnanamaya koshaha. Andamaya koshaha. Is it? At vijnanamaya, we have arrived at anandamayaha. And here, we have to stop a little bit. We understood anandamayaha, whether it is koshaha or it is the atma itself, the innermost essence. The innermost essence implied by the term atma. Otherwise it will be mukhya atma. Why do you have to add the word mukhyam here? Mukhyaha has been added to atma as mukhya atma. Now to distinguish it from koshaha, kosha atma. Because the anatma, whatever experienced at every level as anatma, is also mistaken to be the atma initially. Therefore, to distinguish the real atma, the real truth, the real content of I, the truth, essential sarupam, as mukhya atma, from all these koshas, we are at this mukhyaha, adjective is added to the atma. Mukhyaha atma means the swarupam, real, the swarupam, all pervasive reality, implied by the terms atma, obtaining as the innermost essence, is mukhyatma here. That mukhyatma is content of I, which alone one should claim as one's own self. To arrive at it, we have analyzed even the anandamaya koshaha. That little problem was there. After anandamaya koshaha, there's nothing follows. But after anandamaya, we say anyontara atma. So there is anyaha antaraha atma, which is interior to, other than annamaya, we had pranamaya, other than interior to pranamaya, we had manomaya, other than manomaya, interior to manomaya, we have vijnanamaya, other than vijnanamaya, interior to vijnanamaya, we had anandamaya. But after anandamaya, this nothing is mentioned as other than anandamaya. Interior to anandamaya is not mentioned. Why? That itself, atma, the innermost essence, the atma, the mukhya atma, is also mentioned there itself in the anandamaya. But because after anandamaya nothing else is mentioned, anyontara atma, that is not mentioned after the mention of the anandamaya koshaha. Therefore the doubt comes, the whole anandamaya should be Mukhyatma. That is how some people take it. There is some confusion. Confusion means what? It is how when people analyze, when they give meanings, they mistake the whole Anandamayaha Koshaha as Atma. So whole Anandamayaha Koshaha is not Atma. Because the Mayat Shabda comes. We explained this already in the class, previous class. Remember that? Already explained it. The Mayat Shabdaha is there. Anandamayaha is there. Therefore, the whole Anandamayaha should not be taken as Atma. At the same time, the whole Anandamayaha should not be taken as Anatma also. Because Anandamayaha is the one thing where Atma, Anatma are mentioned together. The Kosha Atma and also Mukhyatma are mentioned together. Which means the first three alone should be Shiraha, Dakshinav Pakshaha, Uttarav Pakshaha. Which means the joy experienced in gradations in different degrees mentioned as the head, right wing and left wing of the Anandamaya should be taken as Anatma. Because that is, the joy is experiential sukham, anubhava sukham. Anubhava sukham, experiential joy in different degrees should be the Anatma only. And I told you, there is a person, an author of vrittis. Vritti means some sort of explanation, some sort of commentary is called vrittihi. Yatha, just as we have bhashyakaraha, we have vrittikaraha. Vrittihi is also, Shankara is, Adishankara Bhagavatpada is a bhashyakara. And there are some commentators who write vrittis. Vritti means some explanations, some sort of a commentary is called vrittihi. And vrittikaraha. And vrittikaraha is called, the name of the vrittikaraha, the author of the vritti, known as vrittikaraha, has his own view. And who takes the entire Anandamaya Kosha as the Atma. Because it comes as the last one. After Anandamaya Kosha, Anandamaya, there is no Anyontara Atma, that sentence is not mentioned. This is the innermost, how he takes it. And his name is Bhartruprapanchaha. Bhartruprapanchaha, who is the Bhartruprapanchaha, who is Vrittikaraha, and he has his own matam, his own view. And so Shankara Bhagavatpada really explains, instead of pointing out what his views are, he only explains. Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary is in such a way that he explains, keeping the doubts of Vrittikara in his mind. So we can assume what all he gives here. In fact, the commentator always makes it a point to present the views of Purupakshi always. Whatever are the views of Purupakshi, the opponent, or whatever the views of the fallacious views of other people who differ in their views, it's also important for the commentator to present their views very clearly. Why should one take the effort of presenting their views? That is how the views must be presented correctly, properly, and the views must be proved to be wrong through proper analysis. In fact, in Brahma Sutra Bhashyam, in his commentary on Brahma Sutra Bhashyam, Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada really takes much time in presenting their views, then explaining their views, refuting them. But here, instead of presenting their views, he explains, he negates their views by his own explanation, which we have seen already last class. Remember why Mayat Shabdaha comes, even though Mayat Shabdaha has the meanings, three meanings. Remember, Prachuryartha and Vikarartha, the meaning of modification, saturation, and predominance. Three meanings are there. Here, it is made very clear, it's only modification. Vikarartha only taken. Why? Because it's only experiential sukham. It is not sarupa sukham. We understand the difference also. This experiential sukham comes and goes time bound, against dependent on a certain condition. It's also explained why there's difference in the there's a gradation. Gradation in ascendance. There's degrees of joy. What is the why there's difference? The difference is in keeping the predominance of the guna. Okay? If a person is predominantly tamasic, and what is the degree of joy he can have? A person is predominantly rajasic, there will be difference in the degree of joy a person has. Person is predominantly sattvic, of course he can enjoy the much greater degree of joy. Therefore, this difference in predominance of gunas becomes the inhibiting factor for this happiness also. If a person is predominantly sattvic and tamas and rajas are not predominant, then naturally a person can enjoy the much higher degree of joy. Anyway, but here, Swarupa Sukham is something which is non-separate, which is not dependent on any condition. Whereas this Swarupa Anubhava Sukham is dependent on the condition, depends on the inhibiting factors such as predominance of gunas, etc. All that we have seen very clearly in the previous class. Do you remember that? Okay. So, Vrittika, I'm going to again present whatever Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada has presented here. We'll be seeing again. I'll send you definitely. And by giving appropriate reasons, Shankara Bhagavatpada established here definitely. Anandamaya Kosha is one thing. It should be understood that there's a Kosha aspect is also mentioned and Atma aspect also is mentioned. The two aspects form what is present here as Anandamayaha. It is not only Kosha. All other, at all levels, we could negate everything as a mere kosha. Until Vijnanamayaha Koshaha, we can say all are completely anatma material aspects only. Annamayaha, pranamayaha, manomayaha, vijnanamayaha, or whatever you explain at four different levels, all of them come under the category of the inert material anatma aspects only. Only here, only in the Anandamaya, we understand that there both aspects constitute Anandamaya. This Anatma aspect is also Atma. In Mukhyatma and also Anubhava, Koshatma. Then we can say Priyam Modaha Pramodaha. The different degrees of joy Personed as the looked upon as the head and right and left wings of Anandamaya, Atma, should be taken as Anatma aspect there. And then trunk, what is personed as the trunk? Ananda Atma, that is the Swarupam of the Jivaha. Swarupam of the individual. We say Jivaha, Swarupam of the individual. The essential nature of the individual alone is presented as the Atma, the trunk of the Anandamaya Kosha. Then, Brahma Puchyam Pratishtha, that which is presented as the supportive tail of this Anandamaya Kosha is actually Puchyam, is Brahma. Brahma is the Swarupam of the Paramatma. Paramatma Swarupam. The Swarupam of the essential nature of the whole. The Paramatma Swarupam is implied by the term Brahma, which is presented as the support of Anandamaya Kosha. And Atma is actually the Swarupam of the individual. And this individual Jivatma Swarupam, Paramatma Swarupam, being one and the same, is also revealed here. Jivaha and Paramaha, Jivaha and Ishwaraha are not two. Paramatma Swarupam is Brahma, Jivatma Swarupam is Atma here. They are one and the same. They are non-different. The difference is only in the upadhis. Upadhis, otherwise, Swarupataha, Jivaha, Ishwaraha, Ekameva. That Jivatma, Paramatma, Swarupa, Aikyam is also revealed in the very fifth level of experience itself. So here what is important is why Atma is not this Mukhyatma, the Swarupa Swarupam, the essential nature of the individual implied with the term Atma, why it is not separately mentioned after the Anandamaya Kosha, why it is said along with the Anatma aspect. Please understand, without the Anatma aspect, if Atma is mentioned, the Atma is what now? Reality, the Swarupam is pure knowledge. Pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Without the Anatma aspect, cannot be recognized. Understand, pure consciousness, pure knowledge can never be available for recognition. Pure consciousness, pure knowledge is non-recognizable. Only the manifestation is available for recognition. The manifest consciousness alone is recognizable. Pure consciousness can never be recognized. And through the manifestation, we arrive at what is pure, we can understand. Isn't it? That is why it is, instead of mentioning it separately, here Atma is presented as the Swarupa Sukham. Atma, the Jivatma Swarupam. Jiva Swarupam, implied with the term Atma as a trunk of the Anandamaya Kosha, is actually of the nature of fullness of happiness. Swarupa Sukham, which does not come and go, is ever, which is a Swarupam. The inseparable nature of the Atma is fullness of happiness, limitlessness. And therefore, it is the source of manifestation of any degrees of happiness. So any degree of Anubhava Sukham, any pleasure, any degree of Sukham experienced is only manifestation of fractions of fullness of happiness, det स्वरूप ऑफ द आत्मा. देयरफॉर द मैनिफेस्टेशंस आर मिथ्या, वेयर सोर्स ऑफ द मैनिफेस्टेशन अलोन इज सत्यम. तो स्वरूप सुखम इज सत्यम. फुलनेस ऑफ हैप्पीनेस इज रियल, इट इज इंट्रिंसिक इनसेपरेबल नेचर ऑफ द जीवात्मा. And the Jivatma is actually Paramatma, non-separate from Paramatma. The only one and the only pure consciousness, pure knowledge alone is implied by the term Atma, which is looked upon with two different adjectives as Jivaha and Paramaha because of the difference in the Upadhis. Otherwise, the truth of the Jivaha, truth of Ishwaraha, Parama, you are on the same, implied by the term Brahma or Atma. Okay, that is made very clear. Okay, and Shankara Bhagavatpada explained all the explanations he gave why this Anandamaya Kosh, Anandamayaha, should not be mistaken for the Mukhyatma. How we should see both aspects, Anatma aspects are also there, Atma aspect also is there. So the Ananda Atma Brahmapuchyam Pratishtha, separately as Atma aspect, and Hishiraha, Dakshina Paksha, Uttara Paksha, what is presented as gradations of happiness, taken as Anatma aspect. Okay. All that has been already made very clear. Again, I'll be discussing this together, all the points presented later on, again together, so that you will not forget, because it's something important we need to remember. Because only then you will know that even any sukham experienced in samadhi also, we shall mistake it for jnanam, mistake it for moksha. Because many people have this confusion of mistaking the samadhi anubhavaha for jnanam and moksha, moksha. What is experience in samadhi? Samadhi is not at all jnana, it's only anubhavaha. Therefore, we will summarize all those points together again later on. Now let us continue with where we left. Let us see the mantra first. The Panchamaha Anuvakaha. The second we will read today. तस्माद्वायेतस्माद्विज्ञानमयात् तस्माद्वायेतस्माद्विज्ञानमयात् अन्योन्तर आत्मानन्दमयः तेनैष पूर्णः सवायेष पुरुषविध एव तस्य पुरुषविधताम् अन्वयम् पुरुषविधः तस्य प्रियमेव शिरः मोदो दक्षिणः पक्षः प्रमोद उत्तरः पक्षः. Until then, Anatma aspect of Anandamaya Kosha. Then, Ananda Atma, the trunk part of the Anandamaya Kosha is actually the very swarupam of the individual Jiva, which is pure knowledge, pure consciousness, which is ever of the nature of limitlessness. And that Jivatma Swarupam is non-separate from Paramatma Swarupam, implied by the term Brahma, as Puchyam, supportive tail. Brahma Puchyam Pratishtha. Tadapyesha Shloko Bhavati. Regarding this also, there is a Rig Mantraha. Okay. Then afterwards, we have seen the Bhashyam part, in all this, the, in the Bhashyam following these mantras, Shankara Bhagavat Pada negates the understanding of the view of Bhartru Prapanchaha, Vrittikara Matam, Vrittikara, author of the Vrittis, and who mistakes the, I can't say mistake, who actually wants to take the whole Anandamaya Kosha as the Mukhyatma, showing there are two aspects, Anatma aspect and Atma aspect. Together alone, Atma is presented. And there, differentiating the Jivatma Surupam and being as identical, being identical with Paramatma Surupam. And he only presents the different degrees of happiness present in ascendance. His experiential Sukham is only Mithya. Because it's a, which comes and goes. We understood? Brahma Pucham Pratishtha Ityapicha Anupapannam Prithak Brahmanaha Pratishtatvena Grahanam Tasmat Karyapatitaha Eva Anandamayaha Na Paraha Atma. This is the last sentence. Anandamayaha Na Paraha Atma Eva. The whole Anandamaya Kosha should not be mistaken as Paraha Atma. Para Atma. Why? Because Brahma Pucham Pratishta Ityapicha Anupapannam Prithak Brahmanaha Pratishtatvena Grahanam. Because there, understand, the Brahma absolute reality, the ultimate truth of the whole, in terms of its nature of limitlessness, is implied by the term Brahma. The Brahman, which is of the nature of limitlessness, the reality which is of the nature of limitlessness implied by the term Brahman is presented here as the supporting tail, Pucham Pratishtha. If we take the entire Anandamayaha to be Atma or Brahma, Mukhyatma or the reality Brahma, then we cannot understand the absolute reality Brahman as the tail, as the supportive tail, supporting tail separately. It is not possible. Okay. So what is the final conclusion? Tasmat Anandamayaha Karyapatitaha Eva. Karyapatitaha means what? Comes under the category of the effect, karyam only. Anandamayaha Koshaha, the first three aspects come under the category of the karyam only. Atma alone should be distinguished. That which is presented as the Atma, as the trunk of the Anandamaya Kosha, should be understood as the Jivatma Swarupam, which is unseparated from Paramatma Swarupam, implied with the term Brahman, which is presented as the supporting tail. Is it clear? Clear? Okay, very good. Don't worry, we'll go back to all that kind of points again, summarize. Okay, it become much clearer. Now we'll enter into the next part, Adi Bhashyam. Anandaha iti vidya karmanoho phalam tadvikarah anandamayah. Again, Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. Please understand. Vidya karmanoho phalam. Okay, vidya karmanoho phalam. See, vidya here means upasanam, meditation, not knowledge. Karma means performance of ritual. So vidya karmanoho phalam means the result of practicing upasanam along with the performance of ritual. So upasana karma samuchaya phalam, he says. Upasana karma samuchaya phalam means what? The result of practicing meditation along with the performance of ritual. Samuchaya phalam is here the anandaha. Okay. So it can be permanence of ritual and also any punya karma, laukika karma, any punya karma also. The righteous actions, the noble activities, and also performance of ritual along with the practice of meditation results in the sukha anubhava. Okay. Well, he says, vidya karmanoho phalam tadvikaraha anandamayaha. Okay. So anandaha iti. So here ananda atma, in that sentence the word anandaha is presented as what now? As a part of the anandamaya kosha. Is it? Is one of the components here. The five components are mentioned. The five parts. So the word anandaha, which is seen as a component of the anandamayaha. Vidya karmanoho phalam tadvikaraha anandamayaha. So look at this. Listen carefully. It only refers to, it refers to the anandamayaha only. Because it is a result, modification of the result of the practicing meditation combined with the performance of noble activities, performance of ritual. So it is the result of the combination of performance of rituals, noble activities, and the practice of meditation. Saracha vijnanamayad antaraha. And that is here, it is interior to vijnanamayaha. Here very beautifully presented. Yajnadi hetoho vijnanamayat asya antaratva shrutehe. Because who is vijnanamaya here? The vijnanamaya atma is a performer. Is it? Who is interior now? Who is nearest to oneself? Very beautifully presented here. Why we anandamaya presented as the last? Because if you see the performer, the knower, performer, and the doer and the enjoyer. Whoever performs any action, one performs the action, expecting the result, wanting the result, and as a, one wants to be the enjoyer of the result. Enjoyer is dearest to oneself. Okay, enjoyment is the dearest to oneself. The enjoyer is the innermost person than the doer. So it is yajnadehe hetoho vijnanamayat asya antaratva shrutehe. So vijnanamaya stands for the knower doer, whereas anandamaya stands for the enjoyer. Therefore, vijnanamayat antaraha yajnadi hetoho vijnanamayat. The vijnanamayaha, the doer, is yajnadi hetuhu. For performance of any ritual, yajna, etc., is the Vijnanamaya Atma is the Hetu, means he is the performer of the rituals, etc. Therefore, and here, this Anandamaya present as the Antaratva Shruti. You see, present as the interior to Vijnanamaya also. Because the enjoyer can be only after the perform, being a performer, isn't it? One must perform the ritual as the performer, then one can become the enjoyer of the result of the action also. Therefore, jnana karmanoho hi phalam bhoktra tattvat. Now he makes it very clear. Jnana karmanoho phalam, the result of performance of ritual, result of any noble activity, or result of the upasanam. Jnanam here means upasanam. Upasanam. Upasana phalam, karma phalam, jnana karmanoho hi phalam. What is result for? Bhoktrarthatvat is meant for the enjoyment of the enjoyer only. Bhoktrarthatvat is meant for the enjoyer. Antaratamam syat. Therefore, he explains why Anandamaya is said to be the antratamaha, innermost. Anandamaya person as the innermost because the enjoyer is the much subtler person. Enjoyer is the closest. Because enjoyment is what is desirable. Whether you like karma or the enjoyment of benefit. If we ask, I like karma for the result because I want to enjoy the result. What is more important is enjoyment of the result than the performance of action. Of course, we perform the action with Shraddha because we are interested in the enjoyment of the benefit. Enjoyment of the result only. Isn't it? Once the result is available for enjoyment, then even the means of attaining that enjoyment of result becomes irrelevant. Isn't it? You cook for so long. If we have this example, okay, you take very long time to cook everything. When the cooking becomes, of course, very important for cooking is very important. You cook everything with Shraddha because, you know, for the enjoyment of sukham, of eating. Eating is not done for cooking. Cooking is done for eating. What is done for what? Isn't it? The same way here. Anything, any upasam is practiced, any karma is done, any noble activity is done, ultimately for the result. Because our interest is only in enjoyment of the result. So, bhokta is much closer, much subtler. Though it is what is said here is, antaratamaha anandamaya atma purvebhyaha. Therefore, see, anandamaya is the innermost because antaratamaha anandamaya atma purvebhyaha. So the innermost of all the layers, all the levels of experience is the anandamaya. From Vijnanamaya, Annamaya onwards, up to the Vijnanamaya, Annamaya is the innermost because Vidya Karmanoho Phalam Bhoktratattvat. The benefit of any karma, the benefit of, we're interested only in enjoying the results of any noble activity and the meditation practiced. Vidya karmanoho priyadi arthatvatcha. Vidya karmanoho priyadi arthatvatcha. And this is how I hear the degrees of different degrees of joy, etc. Priya mentioned by these word expressions, priya, etc. also. In ascendance, that's also Vidya Priyadi Arthatvatacha. Priyadi Prayuktehi Vidya Karmani. So Vidya Karmanoho Priyadi Arthatvatacha. What now? See, Upasanam, the practice of Upasanam, a performance of ritual, any noble activity is also only for the purpose of the benefit only. Vidyakarmano, only for the but this for the purpose of the enjoyment of the result. Result in the form of any degrees of happiness in present and ascendance. Okay, either for priyartham or modartham or pramodartham. Kimartham vidyakarma? Kimartham vidyayaha karanam? What is the purpose of practicing meditation? What is the purpose of doing any noble activity? What is the purpose of doing any, even any ritual also? Performance of ritual also. So the performance of ritual, performance of any noble activity, practice of meditation, anything and everything we do, okay, is only for the enjoyment of the result of that action in terms of different degrees of sukham, degrees of pleasure. Okay. Priyartham, mudartham, or pramodartham, whatever it is. What we want is only joy. But how much joy a person enjoys as a result of a ritual, as a result of doing any karma, the degree varies from person to person, isn't it? The same one a person may be doing the same ritual, or maybe practicing the same meditation, or something else also. But in enjoying the results of that actions, there's a difference is there. Why there's difference? One can enjoy priyam, one can enjoy modaha, one can enjoy pramodaha. The difference in experience of the degrees of sukham, pleasures, is because two reasons. One, Swamiji used to say this. With how much shraddha a person performs the ritual, how much shraddha the person does anything good, any good action, with how much shraddha a person practices meditation, depends upon the shraddha a person has in what he practices. Again, it depends upon the predominance of guna a person has. A person is predominantly a rajasic person. How much of rituals he performs, how many rituals he performs, whatever meditation he practices also, because of the practice of the predominance of guna also, there the joy he can experience becomes inhibited. So the difference in experience of degrees of pleasure, degrees of joy, is dependent on two factors. One is the shraddha in what a person does. Second thing, it is dependent on the predominance of the guna also. If a person is predominantly sattvic, he can enjoy the greatest degree of sukham. Pramodaha is enjoyable only for a person who is predominantly sattvic in nature. Okay. Therefore, what he says is Vidyakarmanoho Priyadi Arthatvat. What does it mean? Performance of any righteous action, performance of a ritual, or practice of meditation, all these are only performance is only for the purpose of enjoying the result of those practices in terms of the enjoyment of different degrees of sukham. That's the meaning of the sentence. Priyadi prayuktehi vidyakarmani. Priyadi prayuktehi vidyakarmani. Why a person, what impels a person to practice meditation? What impels a person to do any karma? What prayukte? So upasanam also is impelled by one's desire for the enjoyment of pleasure. Even practice of performance of ritual, performance of any noble activity also is implied by, sorry, impelled, not implied, impelled, compelled, propelled by one's desire for the enjoyment of sukham. Priyadi prayuktehi vidyakarmani. Okay, prayukta means what? Impelled. The practice of meditation is impelled by one's desire for the enjoyment of sukham, such as priyam, etc. Even desire for performing ritual also is impelled by one's desire for the enjoyment of. Okay. What he says is, it is the desire for the enjoyment of sukham which impels a person to do anything, whether it's upasanam or ritual. Vidya priyadi prayukte chavhi vidya karmani tasmat priyadinam palarupanam. Now, what is dear to a person? Priyadinam palarupanam atma sannikarshat vijnanamayat asya abhyantaratvam upapadyate. He explains beautifully why Anandamaya Kosha, okay, is present as the innermost, most interior. Interior even to Vijnanamayaha. Because karma, palam should come after the karma. Enjoy is possible, one can be enjoyed only after being a doer, performer. The word he says, priyadinam palarupanam atma sannikarshat. Priyadinam palarupanam atma sannikarshat. There is atma sannikarshaha. Atma sannikarshaha means what? Closeness. Sannikarshaha means closeness, dearness. So, this enjoyment of results of actions, results of the practice of meditation, etc., is much dearer, much closer to the self. Therefore, this Anandamaya is present as the interior to Vijnanamaya. And the presenting the Anandamaya as the interior to Vijnanamaya is appropriate. Upapadyate. So, priyadi prayuktehi vidya karmani tasmat priyadinam phalarupanam atma sannikarshat vijnanamayat asya abhyantaratvam upapadyate. Abhyantaratvam means having the status of being internal to the vijnanamaya. Anandamayaha has the status of being interior to the vijnanamaya is appropriate because of the closeness, because of the closeness of the benefits in the form of benefits of result, benefits of results of the rituals and meditation in the form of priyam, etc. Priyam modaha pramodaha. Priyadi vasana nirvartitaha hi anandamayaha vijnanamayashritaha svapne upalabhyate. Priyadi vasana nirvartitaha hi anandamayaha vijnanamayashritaha svapne upalabhyate. What he says, this doer, the performer of activities and the enjoyer of the result of activities are there in the waking state. But in dream state, what happens? There's only enjoyer. In dream, there is no vijnana mayaha. There's only ananda mayaha. So, priyadi vasana nirvartitaha hi ananda mayaha. Swapne upalabhyate. Swapne, in dream, there's only experiencer. There is no doer in the swapne kaha upalabhyate. Anandamayaha swapne upalabhyate. In dream, there's only experiencer atma is available. There's no doer atma, parhamar atma available in the dream. ಸೊ ಆನಂದಮಯ ಆತ್ಮ, ಆನಂದಮಯ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸರ್ ಭೋಕ್ತ, ಆನಂದಮಯ ಭೋಕ್ತ. ಸೊ ಭೋಕ್ತ, ಫಾರ್ ಒನ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಎ ಭೋಕ್ತ ಹಿ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ಎ ಕರ್ತ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಸೊ ಭೋಕ್ತ ದಿ ಆನಂದಮಯ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಆನ್ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ದಿ ಕರ್ತ. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ, ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಆಶ್ರಿತ, ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಆಶ್ರಿತ. ಆಶ್ರಿತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್. ಸೊ ಆನಂದಮಯ ಭೋಕ್ತ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಆಶ್ರಿತ. ಸೊ ಎಂಜಾಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಡೂವರ್. ವಿತೌಟ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಡೂವರ್ ಒನ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ದಿ ಎಂಜಾಯರ್. ಇಸ್ಂಟ್ ಇಟ್? ಇಫ್ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಎಂಜಾಯರ್, ಒನ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ದಿ ಡೂವರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸರ್, ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಎಂಜಾಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಆನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಡೂವರ್. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಆನಂದಮಯ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಆಶ್ರಿತ. ಸಿ ಭೋಕ್ತ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಕರ್ತ, ಆನಂದಮಯ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಆನ್ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ. ಆನಂದಮಯ ಭೋಕ್ತ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಆನ್ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಕರ್ತ, ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಆಶ್ರಿತ ಆನಂದಮಯ. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆನಂದ ಇನ್ ಟರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಡಿಗ್ರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಜಾಯ್ ಆಸ್ ಪ್ರಿಯ, ಪ್ರಿಯಂ, ಮೋದ, ಪ್ರಮೋದ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ. ಪ್ರಿಯಾದಿ ವಾಸನಾ ನಿರ್ವರ್ತಿತ, ನಿರ್ವರ್ತಿತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಅಕಾಂಪ್ಲಿಶ್ಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಆನಂದಮಯ. ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಅಲೋನ್, ದ ಕರ್ತ ಅಲೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಆನಂದಮಯ ಅಕಾಂಪ್ಲಿಷಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ನೌ ಅಕಾಂಪ್ಲಿಷಸ್ ದಿ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಸುಖಂ. ವೆನ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ವಪ್ನೆ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಪ್ರಿಯಾದಿ ವಾಸನಾ ನಿರ್ವರ್ತಿತ, ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್, ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮರ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್, ಹಿ ಅಲೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಡೂವರ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಸುಖಂ ಪ್ರಿಯಾದಿ ವಾಸನಾ ನಿರ್ವರ್ತಿತ. ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ವಾಸನಾಸ್, ಒನ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ ದಿ ಸುಖಂ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್. And that sukham enjoyed alone become what contributes for the accumulation of vasanas, subtle impressions in one's mind. And having, so whatever subtle impression, enjoyment of subtle impressions, a person has them. Whatever subtle impressions a person has stored in one's memory of different degrees of sukham, priyam, etc. Again, that alone is experienced in one's dream, isn't it? See, if you experience the enjoyment, if you experience the sukham of eating something, listening to music or something, any sukham, any degree of sukham a person enjoys, by enjoying a given different desired object of sukham, desire, desired object, that sukham a person, it goes... Anything you experience becomes what? Stored in a vasanas in your memory. So any amount of vasanas a person accumulates in one's memory alone becomes replayed and again a person enjoys. So in dream, so experience alone is there. Bhokta is there. This anandamaya bhokta, bhoktru atma is there. Bhokta is there in dream as a sukham which is already remembered and stored in one's memory. I'm sorry, this is some break. Okay. Isn't it? That is what is said here. So, swapne upalabhyate. So whatever is available in one's dream for enjoyment, for experience. That's sukham. Especially sukham. Dukkham also available. That's a different problem. Dukkham also anubhuyate in sukham. Anyway, dukkham also you can say in keeping with the karma. In keeping with the sukham or dukkham, whatever is, we only talk about sukham, okay? No dukkham here, because anandamay atma we are discussing. Sukham or dukkham, anything which experienced in dream is actually what? Whatever has been stored, accumulated in the form of vasanas in your subconscious mind. They become replayed and you're experiencing it. So in the same way, sukham also, dukkham or sukham. But specifically, in keeping with the karma you have done, you are only a doer in the waking state. You can be a doer and experience in the waking state, but you're only experienced in the dream state. That is why we say a dream sukham, dream dukkham is what? Abalaparadha anubhava. Prabalaparabdham is what? The strong parabdha is experienced in the waking state. And a strong parabdha, isn't it? Weak parabdha is experienced in the dream state. So it is said, priyadi vasana nirvartitaha anandamayaha vijnanamayashitaha sopne upalabhyate. That's the meaning of the last sentence. Vasana nirvartitaha hi sopne upalabhyate. Whatever is enjoyed in dream, the sukham, which is stored in him of vasanas, one's subconscious, again, is enjoyed in the dream. And that possibility is because a person must have done it already in the waking state, isn't it? Whatever one has done and whatever punyam bhava one has accumulated, in keeping with that, anubhava happens in the dream. So, vijnanamayashitaha anandamayaha. That is the lesson here. Anandamaya is dependent on the vijnanamayaha. So, okay. Tasya anandamayasya atmanaha. Now, he is explaining what has to be explained. So he is giving the explanation here. Tasya anandamayasya atmanaha ishtaputradi darshanajam priyam shiraha iva shiraha pradhanyat. Okay. Priyam. What is priyam? He says ishtaputradi darshanajam priyam. The joy born of seeing something desirable, something pleasant, something enjoyable. Mere sight of something desirable causes the joy. Isn't it? Contributes for the enjoyment of joy. Ishtasya ishta darshanajam sukham. Ishta darshanam, ishtasya darshanam, ishta darshanam. Ishtasya darshanena jayamanam sukham. Ishtasya darshanena jayamanam sukham. So, the joy born of seeing mere sight of something pleasant, something dear, something desirable is what? Priyam. What is priyam? The joy, certain degree of joy born of seeing something pleasant, something desirable, something very dear, dearer or dearest. So that's why he said putradi, there's nothing which can be more enjoyable, more much dearer than one's own child. For a father and mother. That's why he says, Ishta Putradi, isn't it? Ishta Putradi. Putra Adi, except Putri also, okay? Putraha, Putri, and also Adi Shabda stands for what? Anything. Sometimes, no? Oh, You see something, you want to buy some nice car, and you see the car in the in that, you know, in that you see exhibited there, in the shop. Oh, this is what I want to really buy. Once you car, it can be car, it can be any object. But first is what? Putra, putri. That's why first he said, Ishta, when you go away for some time, 1 week away from home on a business tour, when you come back, you see your child coming, running towards you. You feel, that's a joy, isn't it? That is joy. So, Ishta Putradi Darshanajam Priyam. So, joy born of seeing something much dearer to oneself, the sight of the dearest thing, such as one's own child, etc., is called Priyam. And that Priyam is what? Shiraha Iva Shiraha. Because of the importance, the joy is present here as the Shiraha, head of the experiencer Atma, Anandamayasya Atmanaha Shiraha is Priyam. Because Ishta Putradi Darshanajam. Okay. Modaha iti priya labha nimittaha harshaha. What is modaha? Priya labha nimittaha harshaha. Harshaha also means joy only. So the joy born of gaining the desired object. Gain the desired object. Isn't it? When you see a son or daughter on a phone and talk to the person, there is Priyam. When you come back home and see them in person, that is Harshaha. Or you can say, you see the car, the latest car, a latest iPhone, it's come to the market. You see it, first you see it, there's a Priyam. Once you buy it, it becomes your own. There is Harshaha. That Harshaha is what? Modaha. So, Priya Labha Nimittaha. So, Priya Darshanajam Sukham is Shiraha. Ishta Darshanajam Sukham is what? Priyam. Whereas, Ishta Labha Nimittaha Harshaha Modaha. So, gaining, attaining what is desired, what is dear to you. This joy born of attaining, gaining what is desired by you, what is dear to you. Here is known as Modaha. Ishtasya labhena jayamanam sukham harshaha. Ishtasya darshanam Ishtasya labaha. Simply seeing something I like makes me feel happy. That is Priyam. But I become much happier when I really get what I really like it. That is Modaha. Priya. Sahai evacha prakrishtaha harshaha pramodaha. Prakrishtaha modaha. The exalted joy a person has when he enjoys what he has gained. Isn't it? Seeing the desired object, possessing the desired object, enjoying the desired object. Sometimes you like it, you buy it, you keep it, you're able to enjoy it. Then the pramoda is, you're dipped of the pramoda. You have the joy of having seen it. So you have the joy of having, you have the greater joy of owning it, possessing it. Unfortunately, sometimes you are dipped of the, isn't it, greatest joy of enjoying it. I saw the car, I liked the car, I bought the car, it is in a garage. Unfortunately, I'm away. I'm not able to still drive, able to drive it and enjoy it, isn't it? That's what ishtajam sukham. It's a ishtadarshanajam sukham priyam. Ishta labhajam sukham modaha. Ishta anubhavajam sukham pramodaha. Shankaracharya says somewhere else. I'm just telling you to make it easier here. Sahaye vacha prakrushtaha harshaha modaha. In enjoying the joy, the high, greatest degree of joy enjoyed by a person as a result of enjoying the what he has gained, the what the desired object he has gained. That is sahaye vacha prakrushtaha harshaha pramodaha. Mere sight of this here object results in the enjoyment of priyam. Attaining, gaining that this here object results in the enjoyment of greater joy, modaha. When you enjoy the what is desired, it's an exalted joy, much greater joy. It is pramodaha. So prakrishta sahayevacha prakrishtaha harshaha pramodaha. Anandahaiti sukha samanyam. Anandahaiti sukha samanyam. So the sameness of happiness is anandaha. There's no gradation. Swarupanandaha. The fullness of happiness obtaining as one's own nature of the Atma is free from gradations, because it is the only source of all different degrees of happiness in ascendance. Anandaha iti sukha samanyam atma priyadinam sukha avayavanam. See, priyadayaha sukha avayavaha. Okay. Just as the trunk of the body is the support, source of different limbs. Different limbs are connected to this the trunk. So also here, these different degrees of joy present in gradation, in ascendance, are like the limbs of the Atma, which is of the nature of fullness of happiness. Anandaha iti sukham. So sukha samanyam atma priyadinam sukha avayavanam. So anand atma, which is the nature of fullness of happiness, is like the trunk of the limbs in terms of different degrees of sukham, happiness, as priyam, etc. Teshu anusyutatvat. Beautiful word that is. Teshu anusyutatvat. Why? Because in every degree, any degree of joy, there is Atma. Anusyutamas, anusyutaha asti. Atma alone, Atma sukham, Swarupa sukham alone is there as any degree of sukham. Any degree of sukham experienced is nothing but manifestation of fraction of fullness of happiness. Therefore, anusyuta hasti, Atma sukham alone is inherent in any degree of joy. It can be priyam, it can be modaha, it can be pramodaha. It can be great joy, greater joy, or greatest joy. In any degree of sukham, joy, there is Atma inherent. Atma sukham, swarupa sukham alone is inherent. Which means, even though priya darshanam can be nimittam for one to have, ishta darshanam can be seeing the desired object, desired thing, a dear thing can be only nimittam for one's own sukham to manifest as priyam. One's own nature to manifest as sukham. Gaining, attaining, attainment or the gaining of something desired can be only nimittam for the manifestation of one's own nature in as greater joy, experience of greater joy. In enjoying the desired object also, there can be experience of the greatest exalted, the greatest degree of joy is also possible, okay, which is also what? Manifestation of one's own swarupam. So in seeing, in possessing, in enjoying any objects, okay, the joy experienced is one's own swarupam, which means the seeing the desired object, possessing the desired object, enjoying the desired object only becomes nimittam, instrumental for your own swarupam to become manifest. That's why Pujya Swamiji used to explain very beautifully, pleasure, any pleasure. He explained beautifully the pleasure. They explained many years ago in same Taittiriya class. Again, I'm telling you here. Pleasure is nothing but the mental condition. Whenever you are just yourself, you are yourself, then the sukham, then the mental condition you have is what? Joy. Sukham. For you to be yourself, I mean, you forget yourself also. You forget yourself means what? You do not have any identity with anything. When you do not have identity with anything, whenever you are watching something, it can be television serial, it can be food you are enjoying, it can be any object, a book you are reading. If any object, even the puja, etc., any object where you place your attention, it can be an action, it can be any personal work, it can be anything. Anything which holds your attention totally, when you become totally occupied in something, attention is totally held by something, what happens? Then you, when you forget yourself, you are lost in something. It can be anything. It can be classical music. It can be anything. Anything which holds attention totally, when you are lost in something that you are doing or listening or enjoying, then you forget yourself means the fundamental problem also temporarily is resolved. Then when you are just yourself, then the condition of the mind is what? That is pleasure. That is why any object is not a source of pleasure. It only nimittam to hold attention, to help you forget yourself. Therefore, then the mental condition you have is called pleasure. That's what Swami used to explain this. If you don't understand what I say, I can explain again, no problem. So, anandaha iti sukham sukasamanyam atma priyadinam sukha avayavanam. So, why atma, which is of the chair of fullness of happiness, is presented as the trunk and to which all these different degrees of sukham are presented as the limbs. Teshu anusyutatvat. Because, why it is trunk here? Because it is inherent in any degree of sukham, atma is inherent there. Which means, atma sukham alone, swarupa sukham alone is available for enjoyment in fraction. Fullness of happiness is experienced, in fraction. That is why any degree of sukham is what? manifestation of fraction of fullness of happiness is gradational sukham. Any sukham experienced in gradation in ascendance. Sukha samanyam means what? Swarupa sukham, which does not come and go, which is one's own swarupam. Limitless happiness. Anandahaiti param brahma. Now, if we finished all the other things, other parts of the Anandamaya Kosha, he talks about the Anandaha iti param brahma taddhi shubha karmana pratyupasthapyamane putra mitradi vishaya visesha upadhau antakarna vritti viseshe tapasa aprachadyamane prasanne abhivyajyate. It's a very beautiful sentence. See, Param Brahma, Anandaha. What is Anandaha here? Anandaha is actually Brahma. The fullness of happiness is nothing but the limit reality, which is of the nature of all pervade, which is of the nature of limitlessness. The abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahman, is what? Anandaha. Anandaha, fullness of happiness, and limitless reality are one and the same, which means inseparable. In somewhere, in Mandukya class yesterday, I said, Agni Ushnavat, Savitru Prakashavat, isn't it? Inseparable, like what? The heat, fire and heat, light and the sun. Fullness of happiness and the consciousness, which is free from all time, space, object limitations, are one and the same. Okay? Which means the reality and the fullness of fullness are inseparable. Fullness of happiness is nothing but limitlessness only. Therefore, Anandaha iti param brahma, the absolute reality, implied the term Brahma, which is of the nature of limitlessness, is here Anandaha. Taddhi shubha karmana pratyupasthapyamane. Shubhakarmana means only as a result of auspicious action. Auspicious activity means what? Any, it can be performance of ritual, it can be practice of meditation, or it can be any mundane activity which is not against dharma, which does not rub against the values. Any mundane activity also, which does not transgress the universal values, is a shubham karma, auspicious action. Yes, an auspicious action is an action which contributes for the punyam, punya sampadanam. Therefore, shubha karmana means what? Punya karmana. Pratyupasthapyamane. See, antakana vritti viseshe. See, as a result of an auspicious action, righteous action, ethical behavior, okay, an activity which does not go against dharma, or prayer or worship or meditation performed with focused attention, as a result of that, certain mental condition, antahkarana vritti viseshaha, a certain mental disposition, is presented, pratyupasthapyamane, when a specific mental disposition is there present as a result of an auspicious activity, action, a punya karma. And for me, nimittam is what? Putra mitradi vishaya visesha upadho. Putra mitra adi vishaya visesha upadho. And they become, a presence. The nimittam is what? It can be some who's dearer to oneself, one's own progeny, one's own children, or one's very dear friends, anything, people who are desirable for oneself, who are dear for oneself, such as one's children or friends, etc., when they in their presence. Putra mitradi vishaya visesha upadhau. Tapasa, up because of one's, sorry, not tamasa, not tapasa. Tamasa aprachadyamane. See, prachadyamane is what, it is not veiled by tamas. See, sometimes sukham is always there for us. Never a time sukham is not there. But why when you don't have sukham? Fullness of happiness is always there, sriron swarupam. Unfortunately, that Swarupa Sukham is always prachadyamanam asti. It's always veiled. But tamasa prachadyamanam. The predominance of tamas always veils. So tamasa aprachadyamane, when it is not veiled by tamas also, what happened? Prasanne. Okay, in a serene mind, abhivyajyate. It becomes manifest. Atma Sukham alone is manifest. It's a very beautiful sentence. I must explain this again tomorrow. I'll make it a point to explain this sentence. Okay? So, Shubhakarmana Antakana Vritti Viseshe Pratyupasthapyamane Putra Mitradi Visya Vishesha Upadhau Tamasa Aprachadyamane. Then prasanne abhivyajyate, your own swarupam becomes manifest. Where does the happiness come from? Tell me, where the happiness come from? Not from putra mitradi visya visesha upadhi. Okay, only upadhi, only become nimittam. Any desired object in the form of your friend, in the form of friends, in the form of anything, your children, etc., came very nimittam for you to entertain a mental disposition. Okay, where in the peaceful condition there's a fullness of the fraction of fullness of happiness manifest, this manifestation becomes manifest, especially when the mental condition is not covered, veiled by tamas also. And then, and when the mental condition, there is joy. Isn't it? That is as a result of punya karma. See, for anyone to enjoy any degree of pleasure, the punya karma is involved. Isn't it? So, what we enjoy as the punya karma is what? The joy. The mental condition only. It's all mental disposition. It can be priyam, it can be modaha, it can be pramodaha. It's all certain degrees of certain mental disposition. To have mental disposition, not to be veiled by the tamas, one needs only punyam. In jnanam, nothing can veil. No tamas can veil sukhanam sunyanam. Isn't it? The Swarupa Sukham becomes revealed to you in jnanam. Punya karma, shubha karma can help you have only experience the reflections, manifestations of fractions of fullness. Jnanam will help you take ownership of your swarupam, the fullness of happiness, swarupa sukham as yours. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Okay, a lot of things have to be clarified. I do understand because some of you may not be, because a lot of things here. I'm going to again summarize the Shankara Bhagavatpada's explanation to clarify Bhartru Prapancha's view also. I'll make it again clear. Okay, before I go to the next part, we're still here in the Bhashya, the same Panchama Anuvaka only. Before I go to sixth Anuvaka, I'll see that it becomes much clearer before. Tomorrow I'll do that. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.